Hey folks, here are OS Reviews. You're watching our retro review of the Samsung A770. Back in 2008, this was considered as one of the better 3G slider phones that was inexpensive, and it marketed towards those on a more budget-conscious path. And the phone at the time actually sold for $80 with a two-year service agreement, or $270 unlocked. And so by today's standards, that's not at all inexpensive, but again, it shows how fast technology has really changed over the last few years. Taking a look at the design, it's pretty simple. This has a very shiny kind of glossy material on the front that attracts a huge amount of fingerprints, and the display is very difficult to read under direct sunlight. But on the very top, there's access to a year. Down below here, we have access to the navigational array, which consists of a four-way toggle and two hotkeys for selecting things on screen. The center here is not a OK select key, but rather a web browser key. So if you tap on it, it goes instantly into the web. This is not a great setup, at least in my opinion, because it goes against the intuition that the center key, does go into a menu. And so unfortunately, if you were on a pay-as-you-go plan, that oftentimes took away your credit. But on the sides of the device, you have access to two additional customizable keys that you could program, and it takes you into a specific menu. There's also an exit key to go back. There is also a micro SD card slot for expanding the memory, and you can put in a card up to 16 gigabytes for playing back your songs, as well as loading up some MP4 clips for watching videos on this device. The bottom features a microphone, and on the other side there is a proprietary Samsung charging port, which was popular back in the day, unfortunately. But over here you have access to dedicated volume controls, which we liked at the time, just because not all slider phones and basic entry-level phones did have those dedicated controls at the time. And so to change the volume during a call, sometimes you have to dig through the menu or use the slider here, which was not as convenient as simply tapping on these buttons. These are pretty tactile, and they are also risen above the surface, so they're easy to press on. And the camera on the back is actually revealed after you slide the phone upwards, and it reveals a 1.3 megapixel sensor, which has a fixed focus, in addition to a self-portrait or a vanity mirror, and it works decently for 1.3 megapixels. Of course, they aren't excellent images, but at the time, the colors were well saturated and also balanced. It protrudes slightly from the body, as you can see, which is a vast difference from today's smartphones, where we have ultra-thin cameras and sensors that are getting smaller and smaller by the day. There's also a detailed pattern work here that looks pretty cool, at least in my opinion. The Samsung logo is embedded on the very back. There's also ability for you to remove the back cover and to access the battery underneath. There's also an interesting kind of ridge going on that makes the phone a bit more easier to grip. Underneath here, you have access to the battery slot in addition to a full-size SIM card slot for inserting it. This is a quad-band GSM world phone, so you can use it when you travel to Europe, Asia, and to other nations as well. There's also a water indication sensor on board. That's basically how the main design goes, and overall it's pretty simple and also elegant. Sliding the phone up here, we have the T9 style D-pad, which is also very shiny and reflective. It's pretty slim as well, so it almost mimics the more popular Motorola Razr that was available at the time. As you can see, it's crafted out of metal, so it does feel pretty good, even though the keys are completely flush, so they're not very easy to press and dial by feel, especially under darker environments. That being said, the keys are backlit, and they give you access to talk and end, also dubbed as the power on, power off. There's a clear key to go back in addition to the traditional typing layout, in addition to the keys for the numeric D-pad. And so that's basically how that works. As far as slider phones go, this one was considered pretty thin at the time, but you can see how it isn't so thin anymore. Of course, we have something like a modern day smartphone, which is only around 8mm slim, and this one is almost twice that thickness. In terms of battery life though, this is definitely an area where older slider phones shone, especially a phone like the A770, which lasted for weeks on a standby mode, and today's smartphones can't last more than 2 to 3 days, which is obviously a major disappointment in that area, but that's something that is also getting better as technology ripens. In terms of call quality, the A770 was also decent, nothing too extraordinary, but it was reliable. You can consistently get around 3 bars of reception depending on where you were, and that was good. Volume was also pretty loud, and functions on here again were pretty limited. You had some basic games, maybe a Tetris game on here and Snake, but everything else was pretty much entry-level and mundane with a basic MP3 player. But again, there's no dedicated 3.5mm jack, so if you wanted to listen to music, you have to use the built-in speaker, which is a little tinny, or you can use an adapter for the proprietary port that also acts as the headset port, so that's not anything too ideal. Anyways, though, the web browser was also pretty elementary and nothing too fancy. It didn't support any flash, but you could use it occasionally for checking out some news feeds as well as weather patterns. And there is Bluetooth on board for some added support, but that's basically it. So definitely a very no-frills phone looking back today, but at the time it was considered as one of the more popular 3G slider phones, and we can see how far Samsung has evolved as a company as well. And $80 today can already get you an entry-level Android smartphone, perhaps even a Samsung model. So back then it certainly could not. Anyways, a very interesting look back. Thanks for watching this retro review here at OS Reviews. This has been the Samsung A770.